valuable, and just because we identify it and put it in the comp plan doesn't mean that we need to bring Fish and Wildlife and BLM out here to discuss it prior to the adoption of the comprehensive plan, but to put it in the plan and identifying the stakeholders that are involved and taking them and scheduling basically meetings and resolution to what it's going to take to get these easements and these trails in. So, Mr. Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Barrett. So this would be a planning grant, basically, is what you're looking at. This, we're not talking about construction of trails.
I think this is really the study tool, but I'll have to go back and look. I believe there have been some, I can't cite them chapter and verse, and maybe Aaron happened up, but I know there's been something in our comprehensive plans about approaching the trails. I can't tell you exactly what they say. So I will check on that and get you an answer if that's already in our plan. So what you don't want to happen as a planner is have the goal, talk about an objective, talk about what we need this, and it's a circle. And I think that's what's been going on here with regard to this because of some of the political reasons that you've raised. And I think it's like anything else, you need to get the people around the table and sort it out because it's not going to go away.
Have you got any idea what the cost would be at this point?
I'm just talking about whether or not, do they exist or don't they exist? You know, I'm new to the island, but there's folks here their whole life don't know.
So you're going to write a plan, or you're going to write a grant, basically, to do the plan. And at some point, you'll have to, you have to pay for people's airfare out here, for people to get together, for research and that sort of thing. So that'll come with the nomination.
This would be a project. And do you want to make this a project as a council that would help explore exactly what the status of these are, so that as you're talking about planning, you have a better idea of exactly, like your airport master plan. You funded that thing back in 2007. It came to you as a final document in 2008. Here we are, 2019. We're still referring to it. What are we going to do with the airport? At least you have that plan from 2008, that you have some hard costs. You know there are 2003 numbers, but you can extrapolate. It's probably double now. You don't have that document about these. You have everyone with their recollection of what these easements are. And that's only part of it. I mean, there's other things of working with OC on the trails. I mean, I think a lot of people are correct, and my personal view is there's a lot closer trails that could be developed in conjunction with other property owners. Is that what we want? But I think that's a study that was well beyond what planning can do. And I can't answer ANCSA questions. You know, I cannot, as someone on your staff, probably deal with the local politics when half of the people are wrong about what the real answer is. It's better to have a consultant take that heat, frankly, because there are people who are wrong. There's on anything else, once you get that answer, there's going to be a lot of people who for 40 or 30 years thought this is how it was. That's a hard pill to bite. So,
Ms. Rain.
Just a point of clarification. I think this is what Councilman Gregory was getting at. These projects that we're talking about are in the form of a plan. So So I'm like, I'm getting this right. So what we're asking for at this point is council's direction, one way or the other, of do we nominate one of these? The project would be to have us develop a plan for the 17B easements and trail system. No construction, just what could this look like, do the research, and then put that all in one plan, as well as this public transportation system. What would that look like? What would it cost? And that sort of thing. So the nomination itself that you would see is the cost that's associated with developing the plan with a consultant.
Right. Mr. Conglihead?
I was going to ask if it's just direction you're asking for us right now on moving forward just for the plan. So that's pretty much you're asking us, right?
Well, I'm in a kind of a unique situation because I answer to a board, or I help a board that you all appoint, but they're technically not my boss. Aaron's my boss. You're her boss. So I bring this to all of you through her. This is what they would like. And you guys get to decide, is this something we'll entertain or not? If it's no, it's not Bill Honka saying we're not going to do it. It's Aaron told me that the council told her that we're not going to do it. So that's how it works. That's all.
Yeah. Ms. Coleman.
In October 2018, you presented the transportation study to us, and we talked in the work session, and basically the last quote, because I listened to it today because I was curious how it kind of all ended, and it basically said, well, we're going to put it in the hands of the city manager. So now we're sitting here 1 year later. I am wondering, in the hands of the city manager, because I know that I think the consensus was kind of, let's, good information, we don't know yet, let's get some more information. But we never, nothing ever happened with more information, is that correct?
So I think we fed it through this, and I won't speak for any city manager, but we did look, and Aaron did take stock of what all the outstanding council manager directives were. And this officially wasn't one. I do, my staff and I recall that that's what council said. But again, it wasn't like official. The last city manager didn't follow up on it. So it just kind of, nothing.
Ms. Reinders.
Yeah, to Ms. Reinders.
And there was no funding in place to do that study.
I will say we did put out an RFP or an RFQ, request for qualifications. It had been sent question to that city manager, where are we going to get the money? I mean, I'm sure these are expensive. They're not $50,000. We actually stopped short of ethically taking, you know, interviewing consultants when there was no budget item for this, and we canceled those all at the same time in May. I breathed a big sigh of relief.
All right, Ms. Coleman.
Yes, that's too is where I was trying to figure out, because I remember I asked it again where this, what the status was. And so thank you for, because I wasn't sure where we had discussed that. So this is kind of where we're come back to it, and you want a resolution to, and basically say, find the money to pursue that, to see if this is where we want to go in the future. And you just go in this direction instead of a directive or in a different...
Well, let it still be in a form of a directive. I mean, the Planning Commission has requested this. I don't think you've seen this in a lot of times. There's not probably been a lot of proactive group of people. This is where I've worked with them before in past iterations, and I use them. Frankly, several of them have ideas, and I am not in a position to answer those. Maybe a study will or something else. So if I kind of tell them, if, you know, put your effort where it goes, put it into a resolution and express it formally to council if you feel that strongly about these things, and they have. Give them that credit.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in the write-up here, it mentioned that the tribe might have some money to facilitate this. Do you have any more info on that?
I think what I've talked with the tribe about is, and I've researched the grant. I mean, there are several transportation grants, federal transportation grants that fund tribal organizations' transportation. I don't think many of them have been used here in Alaska. I think we would be ripe for at least an application. So I'm going to, again, fund them 80%. And if you recall, when we presented the transportation study, albeit it's from your humble planning group here, said it was like $1.5 million a year. Those are all like the worst case. I mean, if people, this was the average low, we went low and everything. And we didn't throw in any like what a grant, because we didn't want to say, assume that would happen. So of course it left a taste in our mouths, like we're going to talk about a bus system is going to cost us all these millions of dollars. We didn't want to shade it with, but there's all this grant money. But as I talk with them, and as we look at the grants that are available, it's something that I think a real transportation professional would be able to give us a better understanding of what our service needs would be, what the routes would really be. I think they could use what we did, certainly. I mean, I've heard that from the transportation planners. We presented the transportation plan to the Alaska chapter of planners last year. There were several transportation planners there from Fairbanks and Anchorage that they really thought it was a good process. I wasn't so sure. Us driving buses around and doing this was the best thing to do, but they thought it was a good amount of data that would help. So I think you'd do yourselves well not to just let it rest with what our report was, but to hear what a real transportation planning firm would do. And, you know, certainly you're not obligating anything right now. You're going to put it out there, and if it's too expensive a study, then either talk them down or there is no study. But that's really what we're looking at this point.
Mr. Fitch, Mr. Nicholson, anything from you guys?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is Jim.
Mr. Fitch, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. Yeah, I think that both of these projects we need to look at more in depth, and if we need to have a project started so that we can put some money into it to look at them, is worth it. I'm not a real proponent for mass transportation. If it has to be subsidized, then it's probably going to end up at some point getting dumped on the city. But I'd like to look at it, and just because of what I think doesn't mean that's correct. And we need to have some professionals take a look at that and help us out. So that's where I stand on that. And the trails, I think that it's the same thing. We need to talk to OC, and we need to do a lot more research, but it just takes some money and takes some time. So I don't have a problem with either of these. I think they're worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fitch. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes. Now, for the transportation, I think that transportation would be good for the community itself and for a lot of the fishing canneries and the industry. Trails would be also something that I would like to see in the future, because I like to go out hiking and traveling around to see all the beauties that we have on Alaska. So whatever we can do, I'm for that.
All right, thank you. My opinion, I feel that any nominations that the council considers should come from through the city manager. And I think with the public transportation, I think that's something that the city manager can probably, we can look at getting a further in-depth study as to exactly what the heck it's going to cost. As far as the trails, I think there's some work that needs to be done prior to us going out on our own, because it's multi stakeholder involvement. I know OC is working on 17B easements. I know the tribe can get money for the development of 17B easements, and I think the city wants to move forward with this. But I think before we go spending a lot of money, pool the resources, get all together with the tribe and OC, and figure out what the best direction and what the best method of solving this thing is. And that's my opinion, is that I think it's premature to bring that at this point, but I think let's bring the transportation study on. So I suppose we'll look for a consensus from the council as to what we are feeling.
Do you require anything of me at this time?
Anybody further for Mr. Homka?
You.
Thank you. Okay, we'll take this up under directives to the manager. All right, let's... we can go into the regular agenda. We get a motion and a second to move into our regular meeting.
Move to go to a regular meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and persons wishing to speak on any agenda item need to sign up with the clerk at this point. Anyway, for the first item, it's unfinished business. It's ordinance 2019-12. It's a second reading public hearing creating budget amendment number 3 to the fiscal year 2020 budget, recognizing additional grant revenue of $25,250 in the general fund and increasing the public safety operating budget by $44,250 and reducing the debt reimbursement grant revenue by $68,723 in the general fund. May I have a motion to adopt?
Move to approve ordinance 2019-12.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussions? Ms. Reinders?
This is the second time council has seen this, and we're still recommending approval.
Great. Mr. Gregory.
Yeah, so the to this takes into account the governor's recent demolishment of our reimbursement grant. So it's so we're losing 50% of 70%.
Yes, so yeah, you're correct. This is doing two things. So one, this is allowing us to obtain a grant, and then the second thing it's doing is exactly what you've just described with the school grant.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Madam, we don't have anybody from the public?
Nobody signed up, sir.
All right, thank you. Well, we have a roll call.
Certainly. Mr. Gregory.
Aye.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Fitch?
Aye.
That takes us to the first item of new business, Ordinance 2019-14, first reading, an ordinance of the City Council, or Unalaska City Council, amending Unalaska Code of Ordinances, Section 8.12.1700, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and Sections 9.36.090, regarding amortization of existing adult uses and operating hours of adult businesses. May I have a motion and a second to move this to, or to adopt and move it to public hearing on November 26, 2019?
Move to adopt Ordinance 2019-14. Move to second reading on November, what did you say, 26th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Madam Manager, Ms. Reinders.
I think our planning director has done a splendid job reviewing this, and we're happy to answer any questions you still might have, and we are still recommending approval.
Thank you. Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, we have a roll call.
Yes. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Fitch?
Aye.
And Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we have a resolution 2019-59. It's a resolution of the Unalaska City Council setting the stabilization of commercial flights to the Tom Madsen Airport as a state and federal priority. I have a motion and a second to adopt.
Move to adopt resolution 2019-59.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Madam Clerk, Madam Manager.
I really do want to give a special thanks to Peggy and Bill for their hard work on this. This has been quite the joint effort and an important one at that. And we are recommending approval. This was discussed in detail earlier in the work session.
Thank you. Any further from the council? Again, it's unfortunate that someone had to die to bring this to a head. I think this is a good thing. We'll get this out to our industry partners, and so they can. So we're all speaking the same language on this one. Thank you. So hearing anything else, we'll go for a roll call.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Fitch?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Motion passes. Now we have the approval. We're looking for travel for the mayor and the council to attend the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting in Anchorage, December 2nd through the 10th. And we'll need a motion to authorize up to three council members and the mayor to go. And I for one, am interested in attending this.
Move to approve travel for mayor and up to three council to attend the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting in Anchorage from December 2nd through the 10th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and so let's get the interest of the council. I mean, Ms. Coleman, you're interested in going?
I am. I will be in town, so I will be able to extend my stay, and I'd like to go to those.
Great. Anybody else? Mr. Gregory?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get away for those meetings.
Great. So that uses up the city council. So sorry, Mr. Fitch and Mr. Nicholson, at this point. So we have authorization for the mayor and three council members to attend this meeting. And is there any objections to this? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. At this point, we'll take our council directives to city manager. Mr. Gregory.
Yes, I have a directive. I'd like to direct the city manager to make arrangements to have the mayor and the city manager, as well as members of our congressional delegation, set up a meeting with Alaska Airlines in Seattle to get answers to some of our questions, to find out just what they can do to help us along, not only in the short term, but in the long term.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Mr. Gregory, you want to speak to your motion?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really important that we continue to put some pressure on Alaska Airlines if it's their route, then they need to perform. And so I don't know if we'll be able to get people from the congressional delegation or not, but hopefully we can put some pressure on them as well. And, you know, I think it's important that we show up in their offices and we show them that we're serious, that we need help from them to help solve this crisis.
Thank you. Mr. Tungle.
I agree with Councilman Gregory. If we can't make them come to us, we should go to them. I think that will get their attention, that we are really serious on this matter.
Thank you. Is there any further? The white paper, I believe both Raven and Alaska Airlines are our industry partners that we need to send that white paper to, so they are saying the same thing that we are saying too. I'm sure they are fully aware of the lacks of this, what this our facility lacks. And but yeah, I do agree with this, and maybe Mr. Gregory, you can get that on to one of these papers for the clerk. So, and Mr. Fitch or Mr. Nicholson, do you have anything to add to that? Hearing nothing, is there any objections to that directive? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. Any further directives to the city manager? Mr. Gregory.
Yes, I'd like to direct the manager to assign staff to prepare nominations for Planning Commission Resolutions 2009-11 and 2019-12.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Gregory.
Yes. Initially, I was not really in favor of moving this forward for some of the reasons that Mayor Pro Tem Robinson spoke about. But, in listening to Bill, it's like, well, if we don't do it now, when are we going to do it? We need to at least start some of these planning discussions and solve some of these problems. It's going to take a long time to work with all the stakeholders, but I think we can start. And, when the nomination comes forward, and if it has too big of a price tag, this council can always vote to not fund it. And so I'd like to see those nominations so I can make a decision at a later time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion questions?
Mr. Vice Mayor, this is Jim.
Mr. Fitch.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. Now, I agree with Councilman Gregory. I'd like to see some numbers on there about what it's going to cost to take a look at these things. As times change, things change. So it's always good to go back and look at things. Eventually, technology catches up. So I'd really like to see a little more in-depth numbers and stuff on both of these resolutions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fitch. Mr. Nicholson? I think it's a start. So I'm only one, so I'll go with the motion, with the majority. Any objections to this motion? Hearing none, we'll consider it adopted. Any further directives to the manager? Hearing none, we'll move to community input and announcements. Any further community input and announcements? At that, we will adjourn.